The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Go higher, baby. You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos, Navi Mendoza, Mo Brosette, and his lovely wife, Alex. Everyone's in studio with us today.
Yes.
How you doing, Mo, bro?
Super.
Mo, bro.
Mo,
good.
Bro.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm really good. I actually, and last night, the Packers didn't play the Patriots.
No,
they
did
the Bears.
Not.
The Bears. Somebody told me they were playing the Patriots, and I never turned on television.
Right.
And so I didn't know, but I was all excited, and I was there for kickoff, and I had all my snacks laid out.
Who did you want
I drank
to
a whole
watch?
Bottle of wine last night.
What
a whole
kind of
bottle.
Wine?
It was a red French wine.
It's good
know.
For your heart, right?
Absolutely.
There you
go. Over the course of a whole evening. I mean, that's what, 3.5 glasses over like a 3-hour game. And plus, you know, the pregame and everything. It was just
plus the pregame.
Plus the pre. Technically, it should have been 4 glasses.
Yeah. Is it 4? Oh, yeah, 3.5. Depends upon them, right?
On the pour.
Yeah. It usually lasts like 2. For me.
Yeah.
But depends on the cup.
But gosh, you know, it was a typical Chicago Bears game, a lot of defense, you know, and I go back to the days of Mike Ditka, 1985, you know, I remember those days.
Yeah, and so, with the fridge.
Oh, yeah, with the refrigerator.
Yeah.
I know I was saying that last night. And then, you know, it was just really cool. I love football. It reminds me so much of life, you know, and so I really enjoy the game, so I'm glad. And then what about hockey? How come they don't take enough time off? They're right back at it. Their season already started.
Really?
I can't get into hockey.
I don't know. I guess they're starting already, though. They have hundreds of games, right?
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
They
wow.
just finished.
Well.
That's what she was saying.
Yeah.
Right.
And now they started right up again. I know. It's crazy. Like I
no days off.
I know. It's crazy. Hashtag too much. Well, we've got a great show coming up today. We do. We've got Jared Ramirez. He's going to be talking about probiotics for optimal gut health. And it's great, you know, to have you in studio, Alex, because you're a holistic nutritionist as well.
Yes.
So we get the double bang with our buck with the Brosette family here today.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Right? And I've always, have Maura Davies on Fridays from the beginning of the show. And so how are you doing today, Maura? Are you there?
Doing great, yes.
Well, you know, I love what we're talking about. I do, because I think this is so important. For me, it'll probably never work because I have so many animals. I would truly have to build a, what do you call an ark. I would have to build an ark
yes.
to get them all off the property safely. But for people that only
Don't
have a couple.
On that.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I have a new one. So I have a number 10 for my
Yay.
Dog because someone asked me to take this dog off their hands last week. So Charlie is temporarily a member of the Fiaschetti family until hopefully someone will adopt him. You know, if it was a girl, Maura, I would have kept it. I would have kept her if it was female. But I've got too many big male dogs and they just out-pee one another everywhere, you know. Yeah, and they growl at each other. It just makes me kind of nervous because I've witnessed dog fights before. But it's always great to have you on the air. Maura Davies is the Vice President of Communications at the SPCA. That's the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals of North Texas. You can find them at spca.org. Today we're talking about disaster preparedness for your pets, okay? What do we need to know? What are some of the things that that we can do to help ensure that our pet's safety in an emergency?
Yes, well, especially this time of year, but no matter where you are, there's going to be different seasons where different types of weather might become disasters, or it might not even be a weather event. It could be some other type of disaster.
Mm-hmm.
So the best thing to do is to be prepared. So we make plans for our people. Let's make plans for our pets. So the most important part, of course, is to make a plan. So to get started with that, you're going to want to look around at what kind of disasters might affect you, but do some really specific important things, like make sure your pet's collars have tags on them with up-to-date contact info, microchip your pets, make sure you have an individual pet carrier for each of your pet with your pet's name, your name, contact info, Let your pet get to know that crate. Keep a leash and or the carrier in a place where you know you can grab it fast.
Mm-hmm.
And then make sure you have the right equipment for pets to ride in cars. And the important part of that plan is also putting together a document that has all of your pet's information on it.
Kind of like
copies of their vaccination records.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Kind of like an emergency go kit.
Yeah, like a get-it-together emergency go kit. This mm-hmm. can include a water bottle, a bowl, a little extra supply of food. Make sure the expiration date, you're good on that for a little while. Make sure that stays up to date. Make sure that you have towels, any bedding, toys, anything your pet might need. Medication is an important one in your go kit for your pet. That way you pick up the go kit, you put your pet in the carrier, and you go.
Mm-hmm.
That's big. I'm very proud of my dad. I have to give him a quick little shout out. He and my wonderful stepmom have, oh my goodness, he's going to be mad at me because it's either four or five cats now. They also manage a colony. So,
oh wow.
They went and they purchased a different vehicle so that all their pets would fit with them. He lives in Galveston, and if a hurricane comes, they want to get out.
Oh
so,
yeah.
You got to think about these things in advance.
I know. I do. I worry about it. I really do. I do feel like, you know, my house is pretty safe. It's a fortress, actually. It was built really well. It has a tornado shelter in the middle of it, so I'm very fortunate. But still, I have so many. Now, more. The tornado shelter is about the size of a little bit smaller than the studio room that we're mm-hmm. in, which I believe you've been in before. How do I get 23 animals in there, though? You know, I mean, what do I
you
do?
You heard them.
I heard them.
That,
oh my gosh,
that can be difficult. Did y'all hear about the woman in is it the Bahamas recently that sheltered I think 97 or 98 dogs
yes.
in her home
Goodness.
During the storm?
She's my hero.
That was mind-boggling. Yes, total hero. That mm-hmm. lady. Oh my goodness. You know, sometimes you just have to make it work, but if you can at all plan,
yeah.
Even if it's not possible to enlarge that area, mm-hmm. Think of other options.
Tom and Willie are in the back in their own little, you know, mm-hmm. they have their own, I just remodeled the doghouse. I take it very serious. Mm-hmm. My animals are my family. You know, mm-hmm. my pets yep. are my family. They really are. I want them. I don't want them to suffer. I want them to mm-hmm. live well. And so, but I think Tom and Willie in the back, if, you know, let's say a tornado or something, they're pretty safe because it's backed up against a big building and a lot of trees and stuff like that. So I feel like they'd be pretty safe. But it is kind of scary to think about a disaster happening and you've got all these other little furry family members. You're like, oh my gosh, what do I do?
I've never thought about mm-hmm. a go bag for the pet.
No,
my biggest fear would be like a fire in my apartment
oh,
or something.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't.
Yeah,
I gotta get more crates.
I feel like it's a disaster that you have 23 animals in one house.
No. I've turned my beautiful home into an animal sanctuary. It's actually quite lovely.
And very nice. Organized.
Very organized. Very purposeful. I mean, you would never know. I mean, seriously, after they stop barking, I mean, it's just like any other home: a couple of cats, a couple of dogs. You know?
Couple.
I have them all. I do the chop chop and they all right. go in their cages. Yeah, no, it's very organized. It is.
Thing.
You'll have to come over and see it sometime, Maura. I think you'd be impressed.
Yeah, I'd love to. Definitely.
Well, you know,
the key here is just that being prepared for whatever it might be, whether it's a fire or whatever it is in your specific area. Some areas are more prone to tornadoes, others hurricanes, others earthquakes.
Yeah. Well, you know, and Alex, you said that it was a disaster that I have 23 animals, but I have to say, so, you know, people out there listening, there is a reason that Bernadette has so many animals. It's because there's an overpopulation and they get destroyed and put to sleep in so many shelters all over the country. We are bringing the number down, but Maura, why don't you touch on the numbers for a minute? Because so many people that are careless, if you will, about making sure that their pets are spayed and neutered don't really, I think, understand the ramifications of their poor decisions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a hard thing. There's a new map that the Best Friends Animal Society just put together. Best Friends put together this neat map. You can go and see where, mm-hmm. which shelters in your community and what their live release rates are. At the SPCA of Texas, our live release rate is 96%. That means 96% of the animals have live outcomes. They're adopted. They're transferred. That 90% threshold is that widely accepted no-kill threshold. We don't use that terminology. We use managed intake. We only take the animals in that we can house because mm-hmm. we never euthanize for time or space.
Yeah.
And more communities are able to get to this because of the public support. People asking their legislators to make laws mm-hmm. that support spay and neuter initiatives that can help communities be happier, healthier places. It's a safety issue for people and animals. It is a health issue. And because there are so many millions of animals that don't have homes in this country, the best thing we can do is to spay and neuter our pets and adopt instead of buying a pet. Mm-hmm. If you are out there looking for a breeder, there are responsible breeders, but you have to look for those who are very responsible, who, if you're not going to be a breeder, if you're not doing it the right way, those folks will even say, no, you have to have this pet spayed and neutered before you can take it home. There's so many things to look for, but mainly just everybody out there, please spay and neuter your pets. Mm-hmm. Have them microchipped, keep their collars, tags on and up to date. And our pets are our family members. Let's save millions of lives. We can do it together.
Absolutely.
Get out there, take a look, make your voice heard, make a difference, volunteer at your local shelter, give if you can of your finances. If you can't give of your time, animals are in so much need all over the country.
They are. I have to share this real quick because I was really sad. It was the day after, hunting season had started, and they started in with their guns. They were on the other side this time, though, instead of down in the valley. There's county property, spotted along, because I live kind of out in the country in Sunnyvale. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Maura, the doves, if I could show you the video of all the little doves on my property and all the birds, when they heard the gunshots just scattering all over the skies, completely frantic. Three of them hit my house within a matter of five minutes. And then I haven't seen nearly any birds ever since, because I think they're all scared. My bird feeder, normally I have to refill it at least once a week. They haven't touched it in days. I think they're so scared. And so, for people out there that think that dove hunting is something that you must do, I asked you to reconsider. I really ask you to reconsider and think about it, because I saw it with my own eyes, and it's heartbreaking. They don't understand where these gunshots are coming from out of the air and, disrupting their lives and their little babies that they leave in the nest. So say a prayer for the doves, everyone. Right? Maura, help me out here. Back me up.
Yes, no, absolutely. Helping all the animals, we can all do this together. If we get in there, find out how we can help. Everyone is going to be called to helping in a different way, and everyone's help is needed. So thanks to everyone.
Well, I got the doves back here, too. So everyone, you know what? Thank you so much, Maura Davies. You can donate. You can volunteer. SPCA, Best Friends. There are Dallas Dogger. So many great organizations out there trying to clean up our streets and our minds, I might say, as far as the right thing to do. We've got a fantastic show coming up. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Stand by me. Stand by me.
One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors. Great companies like Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. Enviromedica, makers of Terra Flora. A novel broad-spectrum symbiotic formulated with a combination of spore-form probiotics and advanced food-based ancient prebiotics. Paleo Magazine, the well-being journal, the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorn Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio.
Happy Friday song. Everyone, welcome back to One Life Radio. Yeah. Oh, I could listen to that voice forever. Oh, my goodness. Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos, Navi Mendoza. I've got Alex and Mo Brosette in studio, and a very special guest on the line, Jared Ramirez. He is the CEO of Enviromedica, and Jared has spent the last 14 years taking an ancestral approach to whole body nutrition. He develops innovative foundational wellness products that help people achieve optimal health. So honored to have you on the show. Welcome to One Life Radio, Jared. So good to have you on with us.
Thank you so much for having me on, Bernadette. I appreciate it.
Well, you know, it's probiotics is such a big deal. And, you know, I was actually telling you earlier, you know, I started reading about, you know, probiotics back 8 years ago when Dr. Martin Blaser wrote the book Missing Microbes and then The GAPS Diet by Natasha McBride. I've always been fascinated with this. And so, but I want to hear your story. So can you share your story with our listeners and how you became interested in ancestral health and whole body nutrition?
Sure, absolutely. So my mother was an herbalist. I was brought up very nice. Much in the lifestyle, so to speak, or at least the information that was available during that time.
Yeah, that's
cool. Probiotics, you know, stretch back quite a long way. I, you know, remember taking little teaspoons of Acidophilus when I was little. You know, quite a bit of history there. I was subjected to that when I was, in grade school and through high school. But, in my earlier years in college, I wasn't so aligned with that. But I definitely came full circle.
Mm-hmm.
My interest in ancestral health really, came about from my deep interest in the alternative health space and natural medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And what I saw was, for a long period of time, there was always a kind of a trending nutrient of the year, or nutrient of the month, or whatever that may be, whether it be vitamin C or lycopene or a specific nutrient. And the biggest thing that never resonated with me is that nature does not isolate. Human beings are very diverse creatures. We require diverse foods and inputs in life, and so my interest in ancestral health was really born out of looking at, really what ancestral health is,
mm-hmm.
is a mismatch between our modern, the way we live today, and our evolutionary biology.
Mm-hmm. When you say ancestral health, I think a lot of people maybe that are not familiar with like the paleo lifestyle, if you will, which is what I think of when I think of ancestral health and Mark Sisson and all the great leaders in that movement. And so what does ancestral health mean for the most part?
Sure. Well, ancestral health, I really, like to think of it as an umbrella that is over what is termed as paleo, right? So paleo is a very, very, trendy search term. It's, very limited people that you encounter these days that haven't at least heard the term paleo.
Mm-hmm.
Paleo refers to Paleolithic times. And really, above that, ancestral health is looking at that in a more holistic point of view. So it's paleo, I think, is a little more predefined in terms of, what that structure is,
mm-hmm.
where ancestral health is a little, I think it's a little more fluid in terms of what that means to most people.
Mm-hmm.
And it is just a recognition of our evolutionary biology and where we came from, right? So, 500 years ago, we were not sitting behind desks working on computers and getting 6 hours of sleep a night in a lot of cases.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a mismatch between where we're at now in our modern living and where we came from in our evolutionary past and how that's a mismatch for how we're living now.
Wow. Well, I know that, the probiotics that Enviromedica, makes are amazing. I don't want to go into too much detail, but they are definitely effective. And so, but I want to talk about Teleflora and what the difference is. And if you could give us an overview of the many benefits and explain what synbiotic is as well.
Sure. Well, Teleflora is a synbiotic, as you mentioned. Synbiotic, everybody's familiar with the term probiotic and the term prebiotic, and synbiotic is the composite of those two terms in a single product,
mm-hmm.
right? So it's prebiotics and probiotics in a single supplement, and that's what Teleflora is.
It's cool.
Yep.
And it really works well. And I think I called it Teleflora. I do that all the time. I think I watched too many Teletubbies when I was...
You wouldn't be the first, so no shame in that. Yeah.
Why is that? Tara, Tella? I don't know. Anyway, the stuff is amazing and it works. And I can definitely feel a difference in my body. So why are prebiotics so important, Jared?
Well, so, prebiotics feed bacteria. In the simplest terms, prebiotics feed bacteria in the gut.
Okay? Right.
So all foods, can technically be thought of as prebiotic in some capacity, for the most part, where they feed microbes in the gut. In TerraFlora, we've selected some very specific prebiotics that selectively enrich beneficial populations of microbes in the gut. Okay, so you can introduce new microbes to the gut, but you can also feed friendly groups of bacteria in the gut, and that is what prebiotics do in the case of TerraFlora.
Mm-hmm. And what's the significance of the mushrooms and the seaweed?
So mushrooms and seaweed, I mean, I can, you know, veer off a little bit on a tangent, but basically, you know, mushrooms and seaweed are very early life forms.
Mm-hmm.
Fungi, seaweed, there's some interesting conversation around the role of seaweeds in early human brain development. But essentially, these early life forms have a very high biocompatibility with the body. They are health-promoting. Mushrooms and seaweeds both contain a very wide range of a prebiotics called polysaccharides, polyphenols, and things that promote beneficial populations of bacteria in the gut. But not just one, and that is one important point I want to make here, is that the prebiotics used in TerraFlora are diverse, and as such, they promote a diverse population of microbes in the gut.
Mm-hmm. Like the soil-based microbes.
Correct. Well, so not specifically. They're non-specific to soil-based microbes in terms of their prebiotic potential. We do put soil-based microbes in TerraFlora, that is the backbone of the formulation, but not specifically. The prebiotics in TerraFlora feed groups of bacteria, beneficial groups of bacteria, beyond the bacteria that are in the microbes that are in TerraFlora.
Mm-hmm. Well, so and what about environmental microbes?
Well, so soil-based microbes and environmental microbes, those two terms are somewhat interchangeable. You know, soil is in our environment, environmental microbes are in the soil, and back and forth. So they are interchangeable. Soil-based organisms, soil-based microflora have become the predominant term when people are talking about these types of probiotics, but they are effectively one and the same.
Okay, I was waiting. I was actually going to answer the phone. Hello. I'm so silly today. But Jared, it is so great to have you on the air with us. And one of the things that I want to point out that I love about TerraFlora so much is that it's stable and it doesn't need refrigeration. So you can, like, bring it with you everywhere.
Absolutely. It is. And in fact, you know, most probiotics in the industry on the supplement shelves that you'll find need to be refrigerated.
Mm-hmm.
This probiotic, I mean, you could leave it on the dashboard of your car in dead of summer and it'll be just as effective.
Wow.
A month later is when you left it there.
Yeah, well, I carry it in my purse, but, you know, I actually carried my big purse in last night because I had my TerraFlora in my bag, and I was, like, a little concerned about it, and my laptop, too, because it's so hot in Texas right now. So really good to know. And you're down in Austin, right?
Yes, ma'am, we are. Yep. Well,
we're going to have to get you up here, and I just love talking about all this. I do, and you're so well-spoken about this. Absolutely. Anything else you want our listeners to know about TerraFlora? And Enviromedica?
Well, TerraFlora specifically, I could just cap it off with this, that, you know, the human microbiome, the gut itself, is a very complex environment. How we formulate products and the products we bring to market have a humility in how we formulate and a recognition of the diversity in the body.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's never, for us, it's never going to be about one single nutrient or one single microbe. It's really about the diversity that you need to bring to the body to support health.
Yeah, well, before I let you go, I want you to tell, because I want to understand about the magnetic clay bath. I'm so excited because I ordered some for myself and the girls. And can you tell our listeners about that? It pulls years of toxins out of the body with one good soak, right?
Sure. Well, clay is, a very ancient and historical therapy. And that's, you know, essentially what magnetic clay baths are. It's bringing therapeutic clays and ancient sea salts into a single formula for an at-home experience for them.
And you guys have the ancient minerals as well, too. I used to buy that little spray and carry it in my purse.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's such a good brand.
Ancient minerals, we've been producing that for over 10 years now.
Wow.
It's one of our mainstay brands. And it's a topical supplementation with magnesium.
Yeah.
It's a very effective product.
Yeah. And magnesium's so important. It's called the miracle mineral for a reason, right?
It sure is.
Well, you know what? Thanks so much for jumping on the air with us today. It was really great, and you put out so much great information. I really appreciate it, and I know the listeners do, too.
Thanks for having me on, Bernadette.
Absolutely. Jared Ramirez, he is the CEO of EnviroMedica.com, one of our new sponsors and an incredible company. I encourage you to support our sponsors. So we'll be right back. We're going to break, and more coming up with Mo Brossette. You're listening to One Life Radio.
One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors. Great companies like Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. EnviroMedica, makers of TerraFlora, a novel broad-spectrum symbiotic formulated with a combination of spore-form probiotics and advanced food-based ancient prebiotics. Paleo Magazine, the well-being journal, the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorn Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio.
TGIF. Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos. I've got Navi Mendoza, Alex Barth Brossette, who is Mo Brossette's wife in studio. How does it feel to have your wife here? Is it weird for you?
No, it's great. I've been wanting her to come on. She's excellent.
She is. And she's a holistic nutritionist, and she specializes in helping people achieve sustained results with their weight loss and health goals. And so she has her own website, too, alexbarth.com, on social media, at Alex, and that's with an I, A-L-I-X, Barth Nutrition. And always great to have you in studio, too, with us, Mo. Love having you in studio. Before we get to our content today, which is how we lost our creativity and how to get it back, I want to give a quick shout out to our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior and, of course, EnviroMedica. You just heard Jared. No Evil Foods, one of my newest sponsors, Protein for All in Plants We Trust. And, of course, Crazy Water, Paleo Magazine, The Wellbeing Journal, Thorn Research, and the ISSN. That's the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Okay. Are you creative, Mo? Would you consider yourself creative?
Can I speak?
Oh, sure. Yes.
This man comes in with a new idea, literally. I mean, if it's been 24 hours,
yeah.
I'm wondering what's wrong with
him. What's wrong with him? No, I'm the same way. I'm always thinking.
No, he literally he walks in and he's like, oh my gosh, I got this idea. And yeah. I'm like, okay. I don't even stop what I'm doing anymore.
Yeah. My dad used to say, you're a thinker, not a stinker.
Hey.
but creativity, you never heard that before.
No.
All these great New York expressions
right.
Here in Texas. And you were raised in what, Louisiana?
Yes.
Yes. All right.
And I think that's part of the, like, it just clicked of why I'm so creative, because my entire life.
To do with Louisiana?
It is. I could have been anywhere. But because I spent my entire childhood outside, mm-hmm. building things, exploring. Uh-huh. I was never inside.
Oh, yeah, me either.
And I'm confident that that's part of the reason that I'm creative the way I am now.
I absolutely think that you're probably spot on. It does make a difference. Mm-hmm. It really does. I'm having visions of making mud pies right now and having a big business when I was a kid. I used to sell the hell out of
that.
Mud pies.
Oh, of course. Totally yeah. did that.
Yes. I forced my brothers to come over and pretend they're customers.
Did you? How many times did you try to eat
one? I had
three
brothers, so I was busy.
Did you ever taste it?
No, we know you did.
Put a little leaf on top.
Yes. Well, you know, for people that are just now joining us, mm-hmm. Mo, you know, Mo has been in the health and fitness industry for over 24 years and is currently the director of mindset and nutrition at the Adaptive Training Foundation. The Adaptive Training Foundation is a Dallas-based nonprofit that leads disabled military veterans and civilians through a 9-week mental and physical training program called Redefine. Through his unique program, Mo helps these adaptive athletes overcome physical, emotional, and mental pain, fear, and self-doubt. He is a corporate speaker on fear and human potential, where he teaches companies and individuals how to achieve professional and personal goals, overcome limiting beliefs, and use fear as your greatest tool for success. You can find Mo at brossetteperformance.com or on Instagram at brossetteperformancecoaching. I almost said .com, but there's no .com Instagram.
No.
Okay. All right. So let's talk about this.
Yes.
Okay. So as children, you know, like you said, how are we conditioned to stray away from our inner creativity? Because when we're young, we are so very playful.
We are. And when you're in, when you're an infant, when you are in pre-K and kindergarten and first grade, you're encouraged to learn to color and explore and do these different things. But then around third grade, you begin to be conditioned to take tests for standardized testing.
Right.
You also begin to become part of clubs, organizations, teams, and all those things, they tell you what to do. They tell you how you should think. They tell you how you need to do this problem. Here's how you solve this. So the ability for a child to be truly creative the way that we're meant to be, to explore, is suppressed. And when you're born, from the time you're born until around seven, we're in more of a theta brainwave state. So that's the programming state of the brain. So majority of the way that we are right now is because of the way that we were taught from the ages up to 7 years old. So again, you know, I was listening to someone speak about this the other day, and he was mentioning that, you know, his child's in first grade and he got in trouble, and the teacher's like, you can't go to recess. So the kid comes home, he's upset. The dad's like, why? So he went and met with the teacher and said, hey, I just want to understand what was going on, because this was his teacher as well 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, he was putting his hand in the projector. And he goes, okay, well, where was he sitting? And she showed him, and it was right in front of the projector. He said, well, okay, explain this. What happened? And the teacher said, well, I had words on the board, and I had them on the projector and said, and they had it on their desk. And I said, okay, when you see the word on the screen, point to the word. And he said, okay, well, what did he do? And she goes, well, I showed the word and he put his hand in the projector. And he goes, where was the word and? And she went, on the projector. But this kid, like, was being creative. Like, his mind saw it this way, but then he was told, this is bad, this is wrong, you get punished.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So imagine what that does to his ability over time, days and weeks and months of saying, no, you can't do this, you have to do it this way.
Well, I love Montessori school, and I didn't find it with my first one when she was real little, and then my second one, they're about 7.5 years apart, but I can't even tell you how fascinating when they follow the true principles of Montessori, that Marie Montessori, she was Italian.
Naturally.
That developed this best the best way to educate children, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And it does spark their creative mind. It gets them very involved with their hands and being out in nature and all these things that expand your mind.
Right. It's how we think that a young child doesn't have the ability to think and solve problems, but they do if you give them the opportunity to do so and you educate them. I'm sure, like Montessori schools do. Like if a child comes to you and they're 6, 7, 8 years old, and you know they don't understand the way that you're trying to get them to do something, have a conversation with them and ask them, okay, how do you think this should be done? And it might be completely different than the way you think it should be done.
Oh yeah,
but. Let them find the solution.
Yeah. Well, you know what's funny? I got to tell a personal story. This is such a good story, though. People need to hear this. They really do. So, you know, I went to Catholic school my whole life, and pretty much the nuns decided, you know, what classes you were going to be put in based on your income, your family income, or whatever. I was great at business math, but I struggled. They never even put me in algebra. And when I tried to do algebra myself, I was always very frustrated. So when my littlest daughter was at one of the teacher-parent, you know, evenings where you come and meet and greet and see the school and everything. And I cannot recall her name. I believe it
Miss
was
Gonzalez.
Gonzalez, you know.
She
that's
was my
right.
teacher.
She was her. Okay, so she's a math. She's amazing. So listen. So I'm sitting there, and I, you know, I disclosed to her. I said, you know, I've always been kind of embarrassed that I feel like I'm naturally good at math, but I've never been able to the way I was taught to be able to understand it. So she sat me down, and got out the beads, right, and the little blocks and stuff, and showed me visually how algebra works, and I got it. Like that in a second. It's something very just like, you know, like turned in my brain, and I had a complete and full understanding based on how I was taught. And was her name Deborah Gonzalez?
Debbie
Gonzalez. She's an amazing math teacher. Mm-hmm. And because, you know, Aviana went to White Rock Montessori,
nice.
Just like my daughter. Yeah. It is hands down like the best Montessori school in Dallas, Texas.
See,
I was never
good at math either. But I could sometimes or most of the time create the answer, but it wasn't the way that it was supposed to be.
Right.
And I did. I fought it every time. I would ask my teachers, I'm like, I don't understand why this is bad. I got the answer.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, but you have to prove that you did it this way. I'm like, why?
Well, and it's very, you know, when children are what do I want to say? When children are not taught the way that works for their brain, it can have a lot of detrimental effects on them for their whole life. When I finally did do math, so this is a part of the story I didn't tell, I started crying. Like the emotion that it released out of me, knowing that I wasn't stupid about math, but I could actually do math really well. I just had to be taught a different way.
Right.
There's a good lesson in that for anyone out there listening, that their child or themselves maybe has struggled with math.
Right.
So,
and it goes into the teenage years and thereafter, college, and then after college. You know, there's a great quote by Albert Einstein that I
love
read
him.
Because he was a pretty smart guy.
He was pretty smart.
Around how you, I read this as, I interpret this as letting people be themselves and finding a way to be a genius.
Uh-huh.
And it reads, everyone is a genius, but if you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, it will live its entire life believing that it's stupid.
Wow. That is smucking fart.
Right?
That's powerful.
Yeah. Because there are so many different ways to create solutions to things. Why does it have to be one way? But we're told, here's the way you do this.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go here. You have to do this. You have to behave this way. And then what happens is once you get out of college, you don't know how to be creative and find a job.
And you're gonna tell us how to be creative,
yes.
Right? After the break, you're going to come back. You're going to give us all your best tips, your pro tips on how to spark that mind, right?
Hashtag pro tip.
Hashtag. All right. Hashtag pro tip. Mo Brosat. I'm silly today. TGIF. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio.
One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors. Great companies like Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. Enviromedica, makers of Terra Flora. A novel broad-spectrum symbiotic formulated with a combination of spore-form probiotics and advanced food-based ancient prebiotics. Paleo Magazine, the well-being journal, the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorn Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos. I've got Navi Mendoza in studio as well, and Alex and Mo Brosat. Before we continue on with our creativity pro tips that Mo is going to give us, I want to let you know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast or subscribe to our newsletter. You can also listen to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify, or you can go directly to iHeartMedia.com and listen live or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. You know, we have listeners in Australia.
That's my favorite place.
Is really? That your Australian accent?
Yes. Or is it New Zealand?
Same thing.
Wow.
Just kidding. I don't know.
I can't even say it right.
New Zealand. You added a letter.
She does that sometimes.
I do that. Hey, you know what? I'm creative.
You could be from the South then. You could be from Louisiana if you add things.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I want to let everyone know that we have some great sponsors, great companies that bring this programming to you. And like Sun Warrior, you can get it at Vitamin Shop or put it in your smoothie at Smoothie King. And I want to talk about No Evil, Protein for All in Plants We Trust. This is a great company. They just signed on with us. You can get all their products at Whole Foods. I love their Italian Stallion sausage. You know, that's what, growing up, that's what they called Italian guys that were handsome.
Mm-hmm.
They called them Italian Stallions. And Alex, you're part Italian too, right?
I am, proudly.
She's only 25%. She wishes she was more.
I do. Yeah.
Right.
true.
But it's great to have you guys in studio with us. I want to give a crazy shout out to Crazy Water, Paleo Magazine, the Wellbeing Journal, Thorn Research, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. You can find our Thorn dispensary on our website at oneliferadio.com/Thorn. That's T-H-O-R-N-E to get 20%. And free shipping on everything. Okay, I'm done. Let's talk about being creative.
Here we go.
I've had enough. Oh, one more thing I want to do. I want to give a special shout out. I do for Tom Bates, his CBD product that he developed to help his daughter Haley. He saw the dramatic effect it had on his own daughter, and he didn't want to keep it to himself and opened his first location in Preston Center, which is where I've bought my Halo CBD from. I'm going to go get some today, as a matter of fact. I'm out, but they have a grand opening today in Little Elm, and so that'll be their third location. And I love entrepreneurship, and I always encourage it because competition breeds success, doesn't
it? Absolutely.
All right, well, let's talk about this. So how did we lose our creativity, Mo, and how do we get it back?
Well, as we were talking about earlier, I believe that we've lost our creativity because we've been conditioned to think and speak and act in a very specific way, especially when it comes to learning. Again, like we've not been given the freedom. Most schools have not given the children the freedom to learn at their pace or at a different level or way of taking in information.
Mm-hmm. It's too standardized,
right? Everything is based on getting good scores on standardized tests for funding.
Mm-hmm.
So there is no creativity amongst the school population. And we were talking about sports, and Alex, you brought up a good point about organized sports earlier.
Yes, full of good points.
You too are funny.
So, no, the only thing that I was saying was, you know, organized sports, I understand totally where you're coming from.
Right.
But at the same time, I think that they're really important in terms of teaching kids order and team play. And, you know, and I obviously you and I talk about it, we are opposite, right? I'm very type A and you are far more creative than I am in, you know, most realms. And so, but I think both are important.
Right. No, and I agree with that. And I'm glad you brought that up because I love organized sports. I think it's great. I'm saying that you also have to allow the kid the ability to do what they want to do.
Mm-hmm. So, absolutely.
Let that kid pick the grass in the corner.
Exactly. Like if your kid wants to play, if they're playing football and they're like halfway through the season, I understand you have to teach some responsibility. Go, hey, no, you have to finish the season, but.
Right.
After that, let's do whatever you want to do, and let's get creative.
Yeah,
and that's what happens because again, we are a society of askers because we have to ask permission to do everything. We don't want to get in trouble, and I think that's where the comparison comes in as well because we're told what we should wear, what we should look like, what we should speak like, how we should sound, etc. And when it comes time for us to get out into the world and be our own person, we just don't know how to do that.
Well, how do we reconnect with our inner creativity?
Start with something small. Like go back to, as silly as this may sound to some people, go back to your childhood. What would you do if you were 7 years old that you could just go out and play?
Sell mud pies and climb trees.
Do it. Like go climb a tree.
Well, I'll say, I mean, that's one of the reasons that I grew up dancing.
Right.
And it did so much for me. And for
I'm a dancer too.
Yeah. And I picked it back up a few months ago. Mm-hmm. And it has been a tremendous creative outlet.
I'll
for
be
me.
Dancing tonight for hours.
Yeah. I mean,
with me and my Sonos.
There you go. I mean, I love to skate. I grew up skateboarding. I picked it up a couple of years ago again. And one of my friends was like, hey, man, don't you think you're too old for that?
Don't you hate it when people say stuff like
I'm not.
That?
And that's the mentality. They think, that, hey, once you get out of school,
careful.
Yeah, you can't play sport, you can't play games anymore. But another thing that people could do is put together a puzzle. That's one of the things, like there is no order to putting together a puzzle.
Yeah.
You have to be creative, right?
Yeah.
So that's how you start. Go play a game, do something fun, put together a puzzle. You'll get creative.
What a great message to end the week, too. You know, always great. And it's so nice to meet you, Alex.
Thank you.
Good to have you in studio. And everyone, thank you so much for listening. We always enjoy doing the show. I hope you enjoyed it. Have a safe and wonderful weekend. Do something fun. You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life.